Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show.
All right, a little peek behind the scenes at Burt's Big Adventure this week, right? While it wasn't for a lack of trying, it was certainly a humbling week for Abby.
Yeah, this is a new rock bottom for me. I'm not having a good week. I just booked my telehealth appointment to get my antibiotics. I was rejected all week by the children who are the reason I'm getting the antibiotics. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally spent. It's not great for me.
I think maybe you're psyching yourself out by telling yourself over and over again that you're not good with kids. You are, what's the word I'm looking for?
Manifesting it.
You're manifesting that, and the kids are feeling it.
No, the children loved me last year. I was a hit.
You were a hit.
I was a hit last year. I don't know what's wrong with these ones. They don't love me. It was like from the get-go. It like was from day one. I was like, these kids hate me.
So if you're new around here, we just got back from our trip to Disney World where we take kids that aren't feeling great. They have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World for 5 days. It's a magical trip.
And their siblings, so we got a bunch of kiddos.
Yeah, you know, we're hanging with the kids. We're assigned different kids. And, you know, you just get down on their level and you have a good time with them, but gosh, time after time, I got a scouting report that time after time, Abby was just getting rejected by the kids this week.
There's nothing more brutal than having a 7-year-old look you in the face and go, no. Like, that's not even an exaggeration. It started with, when did it start? I think it started with the dance party on night one. And one of the things that I do find tougher about this trip is, you know, you want to be in the moment, but at the same time, I get sometimes we need to have a picture or two. And so I'm just, you know, getting jazzy on the dance floor with my boy Mickey and Pluto. And I'm dancing the cha-cha slide, doing my two dance moves that I know. And Bert's girlfriend, Amanda, comes up to me and she's like, hey, really need a couple of shots for you for the IG. Who have you connected with? Can you dance for a little bit so we can get some shots?
Yeah,
with some children. Yeah. And so I go, okay, I'll run over to this child. I'm dancing. And I do that thing, you know, where you bend down and you start talking to the child as they're dancing. I'm like, hey, insert name here. I'm like, I'm such a bad dancer. You look so good dancing. Like, can you show me how to dance? Like, will you dance with me? And this girl turns to me with like a dead ass, a snarl on her face. I'm not even exaggerating. And just goes, shaking her head, no. And I just look at Amanda dumbfounded. Like, I don't know what to do in this moment.
Amanda said she got it on. She got a picture of it.
She got a picture of it?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's a beautiful moment.
There's a lot of bad pictures of me that night, too, because then the confetti cannons went off, and that was loud. And you can't do that in 2025 America, because I thought we were about to die. I was like, something's going down.
You're on flashbacks and nom.
I was having nom flashbacks. And so I just looked at Amanda in that moment. I was like, I don't know what to do in this moment. How do you walk away from a 7-year-old that was just like, nom? And it just feels like you're working your way up to talk to the hot guy in the bar. So then flashback to the...
This is a way worse walk of shame.
This really is. I would rather Chad from accounting tell me no. And I'd be like, it's my looks. But with kids, I'm like, it's my personality, isn't it? So then the next day, then I get rejected twice the next day. So, you know, I'm hanging out with these kids. And again, we're on rides and stuff. And there are certain rides that the photographers will ask you to ride with kids. And I always feel awkward about this because I'm like, this is their family vacation. Like, I don't want to like butt in, but whatever. And so I was hitting it off with this one kid. I thought we were cool. I thought we were bros. So we're in line and our photographer's like, hey, can you ask to sit with one of them for this ride? And so I approach one of them and I bend down and I go, oh my God, I'm so nervous for this ride. Like, it would mean a lot to me if you sat with me. Like, I'm just really, really scared because it's a big roller coaster. I'm like, will you sit with me? And this kid looks at me and goes, no. Just like that too. It's not even they're like, no, I want to sit with my mom. They're like, No.
Anybody else.
And so immediately, so then I turn around because I was with two children that day. And so I turn around to the other child who was in our group and they're hanging out with one of our staffers. I'm like, sick. I got backup this time. Mm-hmm. Libby's going to hype me up. So I kind of work myself up and get the courage again. Walk over to Libby and start making small talk. I'm like, oh, love your Stitch hat. The hat's so cool. You're so awesome. Love you. You're the best. So brave. So resilient. So beautiful. So fun. Love hanging out with you. Bend down. And I go, do the same thing. Oh my God, I'm so nervous about this ride. Like, it would mean so much to me if you rode with me. Like, I'm just really scared for this ride. And this kid looks up to me and grabs Libby's hand and goes, no. I'm riding with Libby. And I'm like, this is the same kid that put Pirates of the Caribbean water in my ear 10 minutes ago. I'm like, I gotta get an ear infection and get rejected by you.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz. You
know, I don't even have the emotional strength to do this.
Next year, we're gonna do Abby's Big Adventure. And it's only going to be hot, floppy-haired guys who work in finance that are over 6 foot.
I was about to say, the kids ain't coming.
No. Yeah. No. Can you guys start a nonprofit for me?
And there won't be a kid inside me.
We just start recruiting all the hot guys from the Atlanta metropolitan area.
We were trying to figure out if there's a training program we could put you through leading up to the trip.
And then I just didn't want to try for the rest of the trip. I was like, well, dang, I'm just going to talk to the parents.
Your confidence was going like day one.
By the end, I was beat down. The parents can attest because then I get on the bus at the end of the day and I'm emotionally spent. I've been rejected. I've got Pirates of the Caribbean water in my ear, my nose, got a lingering eye infection. I'm sure that's sprouting. And then we get on the bus to go back to the hotel. And if you've ever been to Disney, you know, these are like the buses from hell. It's like 500 people that they cram onto this bus. There's no space.
Oh, the Disney transportation from the park.
Yeah. And you're overstimulated. You're hot. You're tired. You've walked 25,000 steps and I'm standing there and this 275-pound guy weasels his way from the front of the bus for some reason and then goes to the back where we're standing and then looms over me, arms up, pit to the face. And I just look at the mom, Lauren, and I'm just sitting there. And I'm just like, I know I have the stink face right now and she thinks I hate her kids, but I'm like, no, I'm just emotionally done.
That wasn't a person. That was the shadow of death.
that was the Grim Reaper. And then that man was looking at our shirts and he saw Bert's Big Adventure and the Bert Show on it and he's looming down at me, B.O. wafting into my nostrils and he goes, what's Bert's Big Adventure? And the parents go, yeah, Abby, what's Bert's Big Adventure? And I just do this heavy sigh where I'm like, and then I'm like, oh no, I shouldn't have done that. And then I have to explain to him that we're here being good people. And I'm like, I know I look like the seventh layer of hell right now.
I know we're supposed to get to entertainment buzz, but I'm wondering, because Bert has told me this before in the past when it comes to stuff on the show. Maybe you just got to try easier. Yeah. Maybe you're just trying too hard and they can smell the desperation on you.
Like try hard energy?
Yeah. Yes.
No, because have you seen David? That's try hard. And he's like, put cake in my face. Put cake in my ear. Put cake out the butt.
He's getting down to bed.
He's like, quick, kids, watch.
He's not wrong.
I got. I lost my headphones.
He gets out of their level, and he's goofy.
He's a clown.
We love him. He's like, look, kids, watch me snort this frosting. Like, he'll do anything, and they love him. And then all I want to do is the Cupid Shuffle with Jared or whoever, Jason.
Okay. And all right, let's take a break and try to regroup for an entertainment buzz. Emotionally, call your therapist real quick.
Yes.
Go to BetterHelp. Do whatever you got to do. Can you come back and do entertainment buzz?
No, I want to go home, Bert. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Well, there's good news.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The Bert Show.